Hey yo, well, another episode and another good day. It's such a day and we are absolutely back. How are you doing today? I am super cool, and for today's podcast, it got out a little late, but we really do have a lot to talk about. So how about we thank God for another chance to do this, and then we are going to get into it. All right, good. Our dear Heavenly Father, we worship you and we adore your holy name. There is no one else besides you. There is no one else like you, Lord. I honor you and I exalt you, Jesus. We have come knowing that, Lord, you are merciful. And every day, Lord, you are merciful to us. The Lord, you forgive our sins and you heal our sicknesses. Lord, that today, my Father, you daily load us with benefits in the name of Jesus. How I bless your holy name. O my soul, bless the Lord this day. O my soul, exalt his name, he that refreshes your faith and elevates it to another level. O my soul, bless the Lord. I pray that today, that Father, you are going to impact our lives. The Lord, you are going to transform someone's life in the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us here. Lead us forward. Lord, lead us forward from here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And may the church say amen and amen. We are here to get some good music, share some love by encouraging each other in a godly way, thinking out loud, and as well as talking to God, our Father, about anything and everything. So, before we go too far, let me show you how we are rolling on today. Hear this.
Third grade, I drew my dreams on a blank page. My own silver screen painted sun never rain and laugh without pain. It's fun. That life I designed never played out like I had in mind. Had some highs hit the ground, some ups that went down. But one thing that I figured out, joy comes, tears fall.
Song, an amazing tune, is by one of my favorite childhood artists. Her name is Francesca Battistelli, and the song is God is Good. If you listen to all the lyrics in that song, I mean, it has encapsulated every element of day-to-day life, and it's amazing. It's really amazing. I really suggest that you add that to your playlist, because, well, it's an amazing tune. And a gospel tune for that matter. Very amazing. Hey you, have you ever felt like everything isn't working out for you? Well, that's what we are going to be talking about today. Now, I was listening to a jam by Israel Newton called Wrong About You. And it got me thinking a number of times I judged people by how they looked. You know, vile wanasemaga, don't judge a book by its cover. quite, I've done that a million times. And I bet that I am not the only one who does that, am I? Do you? Yeah, you do, of course. I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, holy what? There is this very rich billionaire in Kenya who happens to be a Hindu. And then the guy, from what I hear, the guy is never bothered about living the life. Like, you are very rich, you have the money, so you have to live the life, you have to drive these cars, yani, all this, everything about the posh kind of lifestyle. So, if you met that kind of a person walking on the street, because he does that, would you think of them as a billionaire they are? Because, I know, looks can definitely be deceiving. I also happen to know about one great international football player with an African descent. Actually plays for an African country, but plays in the States. No, in the UK. He actually walks around with a mobile phone, which has a shattered and cracked screen. Imagine, a person wants millions of money on a weekly basis. But I think you get it. What about that? And also, ask yourself this. What about our friends, your friends, who pretend to be living the life, yet they are actually swimming in debts and utter poverty? God have mercy. Sometimes we are wrong about people. The good, we take them for the bad. And the bad, we think them as good. Well, that's what I have to say. But, you know, it is really amazing how often we give up on God, despite how good he is. Because, come to think of it, the Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. That's one, okay? Number two, think about it. The Bible also says, he is never faithless. He is constantly faithful. Number three, he loves you unconditionally. And that's why the Bible says God is love. Number four, every day he daily loads us with benefits. Meaning that he is daily showing us his goodness at an individual level. I think God is consistently so good, consistently so faithful, consistently unconditionally loving, and utterly merciful towards us. Man, but we still get the guts to lose our faith in God sometimes, when everything is falling apart. Think about that.
Maybe you're asking yourself, how can I comment or share my views? It's easy peasy. I'm gonna help you out on that, okay? Step number one, what you can do to comment on any of our podcasts, okay, is commenting on any post that you come across. Maybe you like to say, hey, thank you, I liked it. Comment on any post. If you come across it on WhatsApp, if you come across it on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever you come across it, just drop a comment and I'm gonna find it, alright? I'd appreciate your feedback and your views. Step number two is, you can go to our website, and once on our website, this is the most important step, alright? Go to our website and check on the Get in Touch page. If you're using your Android phone, you can go to the top left, tap on the menu, and then you'll see a list of the menus that you can go to. So the last one at the bottom is the Get in Touch. So tap that and it will open the Get in Touch website page. So on that, we have a link to our TJM Creatives community. So if you're a fan of creative works, things like poetry, things like podcasts and all of that, you can join there. join that group by tapping the link and it will immediately open your WhatsApp. So, una tap to here and then you're good to go. You just join the group and then now we can talk. You can drop in your comment, blah, 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 and what you have on your mind. Feel free to share.
So, I asked a question. Do you feel like your faith is failing or falling short on some days? I know that getting by and getting through tough moments is usually difficult for everybody. But I also believe that the pleasure of getting to happiness is getting through to live in it. I mean, the process of getting to a point of a happy life is persevering through the tough moments and remembering, yeah, I really did go through this and I really did get out of it. And I am really happy for the person I have become. Well, that is only possible if we keep holding on to the hope and the faith. So, let's talk about that. Now, it's World Cup. It's the World Cup season. And for a start, I am a football fan, an Arsenal fan for that matter. And in the recent few months, there were calls, about this thing they call trusting the process, which was going on, and they were saying they were rebuilding and transforming the team. So there were a lot of changes that were happening. And one thing I got to take from that is that change in lifestyle, a transformation of character for the better, is really painful. And also, it is confusing. But we have to go through that to get to the other end of reaping the fruits. I have not yet quite grasped to have patience in myself. Lakini, najaribu. Because I have gotten to a point of giving up even on myself. Giving up on the struggles that I'm dealing with while I'm trying to become a better person. And I have been trying to shed off some characters, walk away from some personalities, walk away from some friendships, so that I may become a better social person. I also realize that even in matters of life, I am also getting impatient and uncomfortable in the place of now. And that is for the sake of my goals and my personal objectives that I have to achieve. But even then, even when I'm giving up, I have to go through it. I have to go through the process. So let me ask you a question. Have you been patient with yourself? Have you been letting yourself go through the process? Because every day God is taking us through a process. The Bible says He is refining us like gold. Some of us may go through hellfire, some of us may go through a furnace until the gold is really pure. And I can tell you for free that everybody does that. Nobody gets it easy in life. No one does that. No one gets it easy. So please, be patient with yourself. We will all get through it. Only if our failing faith doesn't utterly fail. And we keep looking onto the Father and fixing our gaze upon Him, who is the author and finisher. Who is the author and the perfecter. You know perfecting? Perfecting. That at the end of it all, we get to eat of the fruits of our faith.
So, what is faith? While the word faith is often associated with Christianity, trust is something we all exercise in our everyday lives. Riding in a car is an act of faith that oncoming drivers won't veer into our lane. In an aeroplane, we put our faith in the pilot. We hear our heart beating, but we've never actually seen it. We purchase things online in faith that they'll arrive in the post.
Yes!
The dictionary defines faith as a strong belief based on spiritual conviction rather than proof, inferring that faith is blind, that it's trust, not based on evidence. The Christian Bible, however, describes faith as the evidence of things not seen, proposing that faith is a progressive and scientific process of collecting evidence about the unknown by testing assumptions in order to build trust. Living in faith is a humble awareness that what you know isn't all there is to know, and to have the courage to pursue what could be possible. In the words of the Wright brothers,
"If we worked on the assumption that what is accepted as true really is true, then there would be little hope for advance."
So how does this relate to having faith in Jesus? You might be open to the fact that Jesus exists, or have seen how he's changed someone else's life, but you've never had a personal encounter. Collecting evidence of things unseen could look like you talking to him and asking him to reveal himself to you in a personal way that you'll notice. The Bible says he's willing and able to do that. Why not take an action of faith and talk to Jesus today? He could change your life.
Oh no.
As we get into today's devotional, I would love to know, which country are you supporting? Well, I am for Lionel Messi's Argentina, but I really was a Brazil fan a few years ago. And this World Cup, I would also have supported Brazil, but you know, I'm a fan of Lionel Messi and this might be his last World Cup, so I have to root for him. I am also hoping that some of our African teams will make great progress in this year's World Cup. What about you? Who are you supporting? Let me tell you, this is the only season that even your pastor will talk to you about World Cup. No, talk to you about football. My friend, this is for everybody. This is a season for everybody. So, maybe you can share your thoughts with me. I would love to hear about it. And maybe we can chat a little more about football next time. So, let's get into today's devotional. Welcome to today's devotional. And on today's devotional, I will be sharing the final piece of the series, My World Filled With You. Well, it's been amazing. And I tell you for free that if you understand the point of having God in our lives, I think our lives can be transformed in a big way. So today's piece is titled Only With You. And it goes, I am fully convicted within that without you I am nothing. Ponder of the riches within me. I am just a poor man. I'm saved through grace by you. You are all the good that I am. And apart from you, I have no beauty. I have no life apart from your words. My assurance is with you. And only with you do I find peace. Lord, you preserve me in safe refuge. You keep me alive amidst a stormy wind. And only with you can I breathe life. I am stable in my ways when you lead me. And I am who you say I am. Only with you. I found an ending life in your river. My unbreakable shield in war. I met love irresistible. Only with you and no one else. With you I have seen the path of life, and your hand leads me in it, day and night. So Lord, you can take my heart, lead me on in obedience. Let me stay with you, King of my heart. My dear Jesus, only with you. I think I will have to wrap it up because this is has been one that was closest to my heart. Very close to my heart. And I really pray that it will come to life in my life and in your life as well. That is the desire of my heart. That it comes to life in your life and in my life. That God shall be my within and my all around. He will be my joy and my happiness. He will be everything that my life is about. I hope we get to love God in that manner. I really do. Well, I am absolutely amazed by how far we have come. And well, that is something I am really proud of myself and all of you that always tune in to listen to this podcast. And of course, I am really grateful for all of you in the name of the Lord. So this is where we call an end to all of this, but it's just for a few days and then we will be back on track with another EP. And of course, maybe we are going to be wrapping up the season of 2022, but we are not stopping here. We keep going further and further. So, some words of faith. I am going to pick up from today's devotional. You only find an ending life in the fountain of Jesus. He is your defender. He will always defend you in war. Listen. He will always lead you in a path that is filled with life. So you should choose him. When he comes knocking, please let him in and let him be the king of your heart and the master of your life. Amen. So I'm gonna leave you with that. And until next time, well, I am Kimani and this is Mob Radio. Bye.